Praise the Lord.
We lived in an apartment for a year.
Glory.
I don't know why that smothered me out. There's nothing wrong with living in an apartment. We probably all did that. I'd say about most of us in here lived in apartments sometime. But for some reason, every month I paid that money. I thought, boy, that's a waste. And I hate waste, to be honest with you. I thought, that's money down the drain. But my scholarship was paying it, so I'm still sweating. Amen. And so I prayed. I said, Lord, won't you help us find a house? We looked finally. We went down there. Amen. I showed Michelle that house. I said, I think I'm going to buy this house. And I looked and tear run down her jaw. Surely not. I said, yeah, that's a good house. Amen. Shingles, off of it, needed shingles. Dogs that chewed on the doors and ripped holes in the carpet and peed in there. And I mean, it was a rough shape, but I wasn't looking at what it was. I was looking at what it could be.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy and Charlie got done with it. Amen. Woo! She cried and she said, I guess. Amen. I guess. Well, most everything else we looked at, there's no way we could afford. This was a bank repo, needed lots of work, and I was willing and able to work. Amen. So we fixed it up. Amen. Lived in it 5 years till we started having kids and didn't have enough room for all our stuff. Amen. Sold it, almost doubled our money. And 5 years later, hey, I come to tell you, God does more than you can even think.
Woo!
I prayed and I said, Lord, we like to start a church in Huntington, West Virginia. Hey, God, I hope I get through this. Amen. We started in a storefront building. Amen. It wasn't my ideal place. It was an old rundown building. I tell you, we felt God. Amen. We felt the Lord. Amen. But I said, oh God, amen, would you help us get a building? Amen. Or help us find a place somewhere where we could build a building. I'm always up for building and working. Amen. Hey, and I prayed about it. And then that's when the Lord showed me this sign. It's a long story. I can't tell you all tonight. Amen. But anyway, we got to working the details out. And you know the story. God gave us a church. Amen. I think it's 30 by 80. Amen. Brick building. Sitting on the corner, 1163 Jackson Avenue. And the day we moved in, way better than I could ask or think. It was paid off. Hey, didn't have any monthly payment. Didn't have to pay no debt on it. God gave it to us. I come to tell us, God can do more than you ever even think he can. I said he's able to do the unthinkable.
Praise you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We remodeled this church from a window down. Was old 70 model paneling. This altar was paneling. Them old, remember them old metal hard seats?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Theater seats raised up down, couldn't even lay a kid in. We remodeled her step by step. Amen. Never took one loan, 1 cent of debt out on it.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Amen. Thank God, are you against debt? Well, about halfway,
yeah.
Amen. I don't like debt. We had to borrow some of these houses, but the Lord's helped us there. Yellow house paid for. Thank God, I said more than you could ever even think. Amen. Thank God, house across the street paid for. Amen. House behind us. I don't know, Kathy can tell you about $3,000 left yet on it, but in a few months, we'll be able to say, it's paid for more than I can even ask or think. I come to tell you, give God a chance, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Should I quit or go on here?
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. So Ruth was here now. She was gleaning right among those that are gathering the sheaves. And she's saying, hey, I never thought this possible. I'm not back there in the back, gleaning little handfuls now. Amen. But now I'm up here in the forefront. Woo!
Yes.
This is way better than I could ever even think about.
Thank you, Lord. My. Thank you, Lord.
I feel like shouting hallelujah. Woo! God has a way of doing beyond your expectation.
Amen.
Boaz told his men to leave her handfuls on purpose. This means that they would leave piles of grain. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord does the same for you and I. Perhaps your blessings meter started getting low, and the Lord came along, and has he ever dropped you a handful on purpose? Hey, God, I said he has for me. Yeah. He's dropped handfuls on purpose. He may use the truth in his word to give me a handful. He may use an answered prayer to give me a handful. But I come to tell you, the Lord knows how to give us a handful on purpose.
Yes, he does.
You'll get more out of your Christian life.
Holy.
When you just invest in others. Boaz was investing in a poor, wretched woman here, but he saw some good in her. When you see some good in somebody, invest in them. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
I realize people's a dime a dozen. Amen. I, like I said, I've been in this way a long time. Amen. I used to be quick and rash and make quick moves, but amen, I tell you, take your time, sit back and watch, folks. There's some, amen, that's in it for the quick fix. There's some that's in it for the quick money.
Yeah.
There's some that's in it just to do harm and their wool and sheep clothing. Great God, there's some that's still in it because they want help. Amen. And they're trying their best to make it to heaven. And if we'll look for the roots in life, amen, you'll be able to help and invest in others.
Yes, sir. Glory.
And Boaz said, reproach her not. She's been accepted. Ruth has gone from being low on the social ladder to accepted by the grace of the Lord of the field. Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That's where you and I was. Great God, we were a foreigner. We were an outcast. We were out looking in. But the Lord of the harvest, great God, has saw us. And he's invited us. And he's gave us handfuls on purpose. Thank God for his grace. Gleaning after the reapers. And now she's gleaning among the sheaves. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before she met the Lord of the field, Boaz, Ruth gleaned after the reapers. After she met the Lord of the field, this Lord of the harvest, she gleaned among the reapers.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Woo! She had a change of position, amen. To glean among the sheaves was a great privilege and an act of generosity, amen. When the fields were harvested, listen to this. It stung my heart when I read this. The men would usually reap, grabbing the plant with one hand and cutting the stalks near the top of the plant where the grain was located. The grain was on the top half of the stalk. They would grab the top of that grain and cut it about where the grain quit growing at. And they would leave the stalk and a little bit of unreaped grain there. And the bottom part of the wheat or the barley, amen, was just stubble and of no value. The men would leave the grain in little piles, and those that followed behind would bind the grain in the sheaves and stack them immediately. Anything left behind was fair game for the poor and those that gleaned in the fields. A master could not glean his field together. What was missed, Leviticus 19:9 tells us that. The Mosaic law forbade this act. Permission had to be granted before the poor could begin gleaning. Listen, they had to wait. Amen. The watchman signaled that it was permissible to begin, so the gleaners would wait along the edge of the fields and begin when the signal was given. Hey, the ladies would gather up their coats and their dresses to hold the grain that they had gathered. If a gleaner so happened to gather among the sheaves, she would be scolded by the master and put behind, back with the gleaners instead of up with the reapers. They were reprimanded and said, get back there. Amen. You're not permitted to be up here with the reapers.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, but for Ruth to glean among the reapers and gather the sheaves, this was a great privilege that was rarely given to a gleaner. Amen. Oh, what a difference this made. She met the master of the field,
yeah,
and her life was changed. Let me tell you, when a person comes to Jesus and trusts him, amen, and dedicates their life to him, amen, and is changed by his redemptive plan of salvation, we move from gleaners to reapers. Hey, I come to tell us, and he can do abundantly above that which we even ask or think. Amen.
Don't take it for granted. I need a few readers.
Don't take it for granted.
Amen, Sister Mary. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Oh,
I know we can quote it, but get John 1:12, Brother Tommy.
Holy
John God. 1 and 12. Hallelujah. And I need somebody to get Romans 1 and 2. Who else got a Bible here? Somebody give me Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Somebody else, I need a hand here. Who's got Sister Alicia? Get me Romans chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. And then I'll be done shortly. Hallelujah. Hopefully. Amen. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
What made the difference? She met the master of the field. Great God, we enjoy the privilege of being a child of God because of God's grace. Amen. May we not take them for granted. When Ruth gathered among the sheaves, now she was in a position of prominence. You could say she was on that cutting edge.
Yeah.
While the other gleaners waited, amen, and followed far behind, Ruth was out in front of others. Amen. In a place of prominence now. And when one trusts Jesus, now he or she is in a place of prominence. In the book of John, chapter number 1, verse number 12, tells us of what kind of place they're in.
But as many as received him,
but as many as received him,
to them gave he power.
To them gave he power
to become the sons of God.
Woo! What kind of position we in? I'm not a gleaner no more. I'm a son of God.
Woo!
Hey God, I'm not a beggar no more. I'm a son of God because he gave me the power. The only way Ruth can be up in the front is the master gave her the power to do so.
Yes, Lord. Woo!
Finish that up in the last part.
Even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah.
Even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy.
Woo! Oh, I come to tell you here. Why don't you trust him? Why don't you give him this? Brother Tommy, go ahead and give me Corinthians 5:20. I'll need that one from finish. Hey God, Jesus, amen, brings a change in your life. He makes us people of prominence, and then he changes us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us about that.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ.
Therefore, if any man be in the world. Therefore, if any man trusts on himself, woo!
Thank you, Lord.
No, but therefore, if any man be in Christ,
yeah,
he is a new creature. Old things are passed away.
He is a new creature, and old things.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, God, I wish my neck felt a little better. I think I'd shout tonight.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Or maybe I should shout and trust God to help the neck. Amen. Great God, if any man be in Christ, he's a brand new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. And I move to a place of prominence.
Yes, Lord.
I'm done.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen. He or she is put in a position of prominence. We are no longer to follow this world. Romans 12:1-2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice.
You present your bodies. What kind of sacrifice?
Living.
We're living. Amen. We died out to the world, Sister Mary. Old things are passed away, but behold, all things are new. But now I've died out to the world. I've laid aside, amen, that last, that former man.
Holy.
Acceptable sacrifice, which is your reasonable service.
And I presented myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my hard service.
No.
Treasury service.
No.
Bondage.
No.
No, it's just reasonable for what he's done for me.
Thank God.
It's just reasonable, Brother Chuck. He hung on the cross. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. And the reasonable thing I could do is present myself a living sacrifice.
Holy, Lord.
Holy and acceptable.
Hallelujah.
God, which is just reasonable.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 2.
And be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Woo!
Yes. Yes.
Don't be conformed to this old world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But praise God, do that which is good and acceptable unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Just about done. 2 Corinthians. I got this one. I read the first part of it earlier. 2 Corinthians 3 and 2. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, not known of all men, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.
Yeah.
Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Thank God he's come, amen, to set us free.
Woo!
And to put us in a place of prominence. Amen.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Amen. What verse did I ask you to get, Brother Tommy?
Was it 5 and 20?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:20.
I've lost it. Praise God. Yes, yes. Amen. Now he says we have become a what?
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
We are an ambassador. Old man's passed away. I don't do what I want to do, but I do what he wants to do. Amen. I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And now I've changed and I am an ambassador for Christ.
As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
Be ye reconciled, because now you're an ambassador. Hallelujah.
Woo!
You've been put in a place of prominence. Your position has changed.
Yeah.
You're not a gleaner no more. You're a reaper. Amen. You're an ambassador. And Christ has put us in the forefront. All because we deserved it? No. But because of his grace. Because now we know the Lord of the harvest. He's put us in a place of prominence. Amen.
Lord.
Jesus provides this way for us. Grace always does more than what the law demanded or provided. Grace always goes above and beyond.
Always.
Aren't you glad of that?
Always.
When I deserved hell, but grace. When I deserve punishment, but grace. When I deserve reproof, but grace. Aren't you glad for the grace of God?
Thank you, Lord.
I gotta hurry here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, man. Gleaners would usually gather enough in the fields for one day of provision.
They go out there and work and gather, Brother Charlie. Pick that weed up. Did you see old mom out there got her skirt tail pulled up a little bit? Holding all she can.
Yep.
Holding all she can, gathering all she can. And at best, they got a day or so provisions.
Woo!
Hard work. But Ruth gathers in verse number 17. I'm done. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out all that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
Holy, holy.
Woo! It was about one half of a bushel, which was about 30 pounds of barley. Great God. This would provide for Ruth and Naomi for many days to come. All of this was possible because of the grace of Boaz, who was a picture of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at the place of birth. They were both born in Bethlehem. Look at how he prays for Ruth. And we know that Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of high, interceding for you and I even tonight. Hey God, look at how he prays for Ruth. Look at his power. Amen. Boaz is the Lord of the harvest.
But Jesus is also the Lord of the harvest. The meaning of Boaz's name means in him is strength. And I'm so glad that even Isaiah said our strength is in him. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the provisions by his grace. Stand with me. I'm done. Amen. Look at the provisions by his grace. Boaz provided not only water, but he provided bread and barley and wheat. But thank God Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. He that cometh unto me, great God, shall neither hunger nor thirst. Aren't you glad that he's able to provide?
Thank you, Lord.
Boaz provided protection. He said, don't touch her. She's permitted.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus is our shield?
Yes, he is.
And our buckler.
Yes, he is.
He provided prosperity. Amen. And plenty. Plenty. He gave her plenty. Hallelujah. Boaz instructs the gleaners to leave handfuls on purpose.
Yes, Lord. On purpose.
I tell you, Brother Tommy, I've got a lot of things in life because God gave it to me on purpose.
You're right, buddy.
Let me tell you, sir, it's you're where you are because God did it on purpose.
Holy, holy.
We didn't get here by chance.
No.
We didn't get here by just some luck of the draw.
By purpose.
Oh, God.
God blesses us on purpose. I wish I could find, I had it at one time.
Brother Leon Buzzard, if you ever come across that message, I want you to get it from me. We'll make copies of it. It's an old tape by Leon Buzzard preaching Rich Lands. I was a boy, teenage boy. I was there. But he preached on moving beyond his mercy and into his favor. He preached how that a lot of times God helps and God blesses us because he has mercy on us.
Yeah, yeah.
In our failings and in our just littleness, how that we're nothing and nobody.
Yep.
Amen. God blesses us a lot of times out of his mercy. But he said, I want to move out of that. And I want God to bless me because I'm living not only on his, by his mercy, but I'm living in his favor.
Right.
You can get to the place in God where you're living in the favor of God and God blesses you because you're living in his favor.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
I want to live in his favor, don't you?
Oh,
come to stand with me across this house. We're going to pray here tonight. I tell you, church, it's important to glean in the right field. If we get in that right field, the Lord will bless. He'll help. He'll make a way. We sure appreciate you being here on this Thursday night. Let's gather in these altars, oh God. Help us, Lord, tonight, Jesus, to get in the right field.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, oh God, right here tonight, Lord, to do your will, to do your way. Oh God, Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus, right here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for putting me in the right field. I thank you, God, for blessing me on purpose. Handfuls on purpose.
When I look around and see the good things
that I'm
I'm